Okay, we're starting a new Masechet today, Masechet Nazir. A few things about Nazir that we discussed at the Siyub yesterday, but not everybody was there and it wasn't online, so I'll go back, which is that Nazir is in Seder Nashim. In the middle of Seder Nashim, we started with Yevamot, went from there to Ketubot, which dealt with, you know, issues between husband and wife. Yevamot dealt with the Yibum issues. Then we went into Nedarim, which we discussed when we got there, that it doesn't exactly belong. You wouldn't necessarily have thought to put it in Nashim. And we're going to move from there to Nazir, and from there to Sota. And then we get to Gittin and Kiddushin, which obviously belong in Nashim. So what we discussed is that Nedarim belongs because a lot of Nedarim dealt with issues between husband and wife. And we mentioned at the end of the Siyum yesterday that often the people who take Nedarim are people who, in fact, after we walked out, someone asked me, why don't they just forbid Nedarim? And one of the things is that because they cause so many problems, is that a Neder happens. It's not that you intend to make it necessarily, but you get angry about something and you take a Neder. And often you get angry about it in your most serious relationships, and that's often between husband and wife. So that's one aspect that comes up between, you know, why it might belong in Seder Nashim. And in addition, there was a whole slew of a big section of it which dealt with the Nedarim that the husband can cancel his wife's vows. So also the placement related to that. We're going to see today, especially, whoever remembers the beginning of Nedarim, is that the beginning of Nazir starts exactly as Nedarim does, because a Nazirut is a type of Neder. You take a Nazirut as a form of a Neder. You say, I'm going to accept upon myself to be a Nazir. So the form is exactly the same, and it's going to start out like we started out in Nedarim, about the Kinuyim and the Yadot and all those things, which we'll repeat and remind ourselves what all that means. So that's another aspect of similarity here. And we also talked about how the third or fourth to last Mishnah was giving a case of a woman who says, if this happens, I will be a Nazirah, and which is a little bit of a lead-in to Masechet Nazir. And what we finished up in the Siyum yesterday was a whole section that seemed to be a lead-in to Sota, which was all about disagreements between husbands and wives, and either one issue was a neder she might take, or other issues that came up, which also, you know, led to a whole bunch of cases about adultery and seemed to be a lead into Sota also. So in a sense, we talked about yesterday that Nazir and Sota could be an outgrowth, both of them, of a neder, basically. From Nedarim comes Nazir and Sota. In addition, the obvious connection is that Nazir and Sota appear next to each other in the Torah. And we're going to see the connection right here. The Gemara is actually going to ask, which doesn't always do that, is what's it doing here? Okay? So that was kind of an intro, but the Gemara is also going to relate to it and give their own reasons. Okay, we'll start off with the Mishnah. Kol kinuye nizirut kin nizirut. Okay, anytime you say something that is a kinuy, like a nickname for Nazir, it's not the exact word Nazir, but it's a word that sounds like Nazir. We're going to get to it, not today, what that could be. We saw it last time, Nazik, Pazik, Paziach, I think was a word. Different kinuyim of a Nazir that count as Nizirut. Ha'omer aha, hare ze Nazir. O aha na'e Nazir. Okay, if you say, we are going to see the kinuyim today, I forgot. Okay, if you say aha, that is a Nazir. Okay, now what's aha? That's not even a kinuy. That's a yadot. Okay, what are yadot? Yadot is when you have, a yad is a handle of something. So it's like you just have a handle to kind of attach to the word. It's not even the word itself. Like a kinoy is like the word Nazir. Here, you didn't say anything that sounds like Nazir at all, but we're going to see in the Gemara why. We're going to assume that this person was saying, I want to be a Nazir, even though they didn't actually say any word that seems to indicate Nazir. But it's something that implicit in what he does that makes it, and in what he says, that he wants to be a Nazir.
We said last time,
yeah,
and it helped me think about,
yeah,
it, that CB, when you're on CB radio, the name that you use is your handle. It's like it's the name,
right,
that you use for yourself, even though it's not necessarily your name. It's the same idea, I think. Your handle, your connection, it's what sort of attaches,
right,
it to
attaches
you,
you,
you
to the thing, right. Mm. Although the CB name would be probably
more,
like a kinoy than a yah, but yes,
it's not even related. It'll
right,
your
it's
name,
true.
Right?
It's true.
And kinoy is a nickname. It usually sounds like your name in some way.
Right.
But it's interesting that it's called your handle.
It is called.
Right.
Your handle.
It is interesting that it's called your handle. I didn't remember that. The last time I used to see was many, many years ago. I was growing up. Sometimes. Okay, by the way, I want to point out one thing I forgot to say about Nazir, the Masechet Nazir Bichlal. Two points. One is, if you recall when we started Nedarim, we said that the language is somewhat different, and sometimes words are used in a different way than they are in the rest of Shas, and there's a few Masechtot that are like that. Nazir is also like that. And similar to the, in terms of Nedarim, we didn't use Rashi so much. So here, Rashi is not really Rashi. Okay? It's claims there it's Rashi, but it's really the students of Rashi that wrote it, or at least that's what many people think. And because of that, it's also somewhat less used, and people more use Tosfot than Rashi. Tosfot is a little more Rashi-like on this Masechet. So just to be aware.
No Ron
doesn't appear here. I mean, there must be a...
That's unbelievable.
Why is it unbelievable that what?
Because he was so involved.
He was so involved in Nazir. Like, why is he not? Right, why is he not? Right. I mean, there might be a parish, but it's not on the daf.
Wow.
It's not like,
okay.
Right. It's a good question as to how that happened and why that is. And the question is really who put him on the daf. It was the printer that put him on the daf here.
Right, but I guess
because the Ran appears, yeah. There's Chidushei Haran. There's,
right.
But he did write a different type of parish than he did in general.
It was like our Rashi and Tosfot.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. Okay. So now, if you notice, what did we do? We started, we said, Kol kinyanei nizirut kinizirut. We didn't have, like it said last time, yadot nizirut kinizirut, but immediately we start with an example of a yad, and now we're going to go to an example of a kinoi. So the order is going to be strange, which is exactly what we had. Well, it wasn't exactly like what we had in Nadar, but it was very similar. In Nazir, it said, kinyanei Nidarim ki nidarim, v'yadot nidarim ki nidarim, and then it started giving examples of yadot, and then it gave examples of kinuyim. So we said, why did it start with yadot, with kinuyim, and then give examples first of yadot? Here, it goes to yadot without even saying yadot, okay? So it starts with kinuyim, then it goes to yad, and now it's going to go back to kinuy. Nizich paziach. Nazir. So now here are examples of kinuim. So it went from kinui, it jumped to yad without even saying these are yad. We're going to get to the examples exactly why when he says, aha, he's going to be a nazir. Or if he says, aha na'eh, why that makes him a nazir. We're going to see this all in the Gemara. Hareni kazeh, hareni misalsel, hareni mechalkel. If you say any of these terms, hare alai l'shaleach pera, hare ze nazir. Okay, the assumption with misalsel and mechalkel, misalsel is the assumption is it's to curl, right? That you're talking about hair, that you want to grow your hair long. And mechalkel is also has to do with hair. Harei alai l'shaleach pera also. Harei ze nazir. So these are three statements that have to do with, I want to grow my hair, basically. The Gemara is going to ask questions about all of them. Why can't you assume he means something else? And again, getting into everything we discussed also at the Siyum yesterday, which is, how do you know what people's intentions are? And that's going to be a lot of the question here. Harei alai tziporim. Okay? I'm taking upon myself birds. Okay, why this connects to Nizirut? I don't know, you have any thoughts?
The
korban at the end, that's one possibility. Okay, we'll see some others in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir omer nazir, b'chachamim omerim eino nazir. Okay, on that one specifically, there's a machloket. Okay, so the first thing the Gemara is going to do is deal with what's this doing here in Seder Nashim. Michti tana b'seder nashim kai, my taima tane nazir. Right, nazir all the more so, right, nazir clearly isn't a woman, so what's it doing here? Although I guess we'll get into, can a woman be a nazir and questions like that. But what's it doing here? So what do they answer? Tana akrakai, the Tana is referring to the pasuk. What pasuk? V'haya im lo timtzachem be'enav, ki matzaba ervat davar. Okay, what does that mean, right? This is if a man wants to divorce a woman, right? If he finds something not good about her, right? Ervat davar, which, you know, there was that machloket. Beit Hillel says even if she burns his food, and Beit Shammai says it has to be mamash erva, like she did something wrong. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is the way they read it. Mi garam la la'avera, what would cause her to do an avera that would cause the husband to get angry at her, right? That she would maybe go and be mazneh with somebody? Yayin. What would cause it? Wine. V'ka'amar kol haro'es sota b'kukula yazir atzmo min ha'yayin. Here they're using the wine in two different ways, right? Generally, we talk about this is the famous Rashi, about the Selichu Parashiyot between Nazir and Sota, that anyone who sees a Sota will want to become a Nazir. But here they're doing it in both directions. First, the wine causes the avera, and then anyone who sees it will then swear off of wine so that they don't end up getting themselves into a situation like that. So it's kind of the what caused it, and also what the reaction is going to be is that someone's going to become a nazir. So that's why they connect it to nazirut, to nashim. And now we're going to talk about the order of the Mishnah. Patach b'kinuyin u'mefaresh yadot. Starts off with kinuyim, and then he starts explaining yadot. So how could that be, right? What's going on here? So the first thing they have to say is that there's missing words here, right? That there's words that should be here. Like I said in Nedarim, it said it very clearly. Kol kinuyin nedarim kinedarim, and kol yadot nedarim kinedarim. So that's what they're going to first say, which is Amar Rava, v'ite makdi. Some people say we don't know who said it. Okay, it's either Rava said it or someone else said it. Chisur machasra v'hachi katani. This is a very common usage where they don't understand the Mishnah. They say there must be words missing, and this is how it should read. Ko kinuye nizirut kinizirut, v'yadot nizirut kinizirut, v'eluhen yadot ha'omer ha hareza nazir, etc. Okay, and then it makes sense at least that we have we start with kinuyim, we go to yadot, and then we start explaining yadot, and then start explaining kinuyim. But then the obvious question is going to be like we asked in Nedarim, which is, why is it A-B-B-A, right? It starts with, if it would make more sense to do, kol kinuyim nedarim kinedarim, and kol yadot nedarim nizirut kinizirut. And then it should say, eluhen kinuyim, and eluhen yadot, right? Go back to the first one first, and then the second one second. And now we're going to go through the almost exact sugya. It's a little bit different from Nedarim. The answers are going to be a little different. The questions are mostly the same. So now they're going to say, "V'lifrosh kinuye bereisha," right? Why doesn't it say the kinuyim in the beginning? So Tana me'ahu desalik hahu mefarish bereisha. The Tana, where he ends, is where he starts off. He started saying kinuyim, he went to yadot, and then he's already in yadot, so he continues with yadot. Okay, and then that's how he goes. So now they're going to say kiditnan. They're going to bring three examples of Mishnayot. There's many more, but three examples of Mishnayot. Mishnayot like to make lists. They like to organize things. They're very organized. So oftentimes we have a Mishnah very much like this, where it says there's this and there's this, and then it starts to explain. This is like this and this is like this. So b'me madlikin u'b'me em madlikin u'mefaresh em madlikin bereisha. Okay, it says b'me madlikin u'b'me em madlikin. Which shmanim can you use to light candles on Shabbat? And then it starts to say which ones you can't light with, so it's the ABBA structure. Bameh tomnim ubameh ein tomnim. This is if you want to wrap food to keep it hot on Shabbat. So they would fully wrap things, right? They would enclose them like in a blanket type thing. So with which type of things can you use to do this, and with which can't you? Umefarish ein tomnim bereisha. And then it starts off with ein tomnim. You can't, the ones you can't do. Bameh isha yotza, so again, ABBA. Bameh isha yotza ubameh ein yotza. So what can a woman wear in Rashud HaRabim if there's no Eruv? What can she wear in her body or so to speak, carry out? Or what can't she? Like there's jewelry there and things like that we discussed. U'mefaresh lo teitzei isha bereisha. And it starts off with the woman shouldn't go out. So now we have three examples of ABBA, and that matches our Mishnah. So now they say, wait a minute. V'hatznan, but there's another Mishnah. B'meh behema yotza, u'b'meh eina yotza. U'mefaresh, yotze gamal bereisha. When it comes to b'meh behema yotza, it starts off with, it goes A, B, A, B. So that ruins our whole theory. Here's another one. Yesh nochalin u'manchilin. Nochalim v'lo manchilim. Manchilim v'lo nochalim. Lo nochalim v'lo manchilim. These are people who can get nachala and can give nachala. They can cause others to inherit from them. There's those who can inherit, but they can't cause others to inherit from them, and etc. There's four different types. U'mefaresh elu nochalin u'manchilin bereisha. And it's again A B C D A B C D. So now they have to answer that. So ela la'olam tnehachi u'tnehachi. So now they're going to say. Some people say these words don't appear actually because this sounds to say like the Tana does whatever he wants, but that's not really what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to say, no, there's intent. There's a reason why, particularly if you think about the Bamei Isha Yotza and Bamei Behema Yotza, they're juxtaposed to each other. One is the parak right after the other. So all the more so, you would think at least the Tana there would be consistent. So now they're going to dafka explain. So some people say they don't have those words because that seems to be, it's a little bit arbitrary. But now they're going to say it's really not arbitrary. You can read that, you can explain it also that it goes with our Gemara, which is, Sometimes it's this way and sometimes it's that way, and now they're going to explain why. Elahatam de isura de nafshe hu mefarish isura de nafshe bereisha. Kabe behema de isura aide behema hu de ati mefarish hetera bereisha. There's a difference between an isur on yourself and an isur on something else. Is when you, there's two ways you can do an isur. You can do it yourself, like the woman going out in Rashid Arabim, or you lighting the candles with the wrong shemen, or right, those are things that relate to you yourself, you becoming a nazir. But when it comes to the behema, that you can't let your animal go out with certain things on him, because that will be like he's carrying for you, that's something he's doing for you, but it's not direct. So we're going to look much more bechumrah, more seriously on the things where you're doing an avirah yourself, rather than your animal doing it. So when it comes to things for yourself, we're going to always talk about what's usur first, to make it very clear that you know what's asur. And when it comes to things, by the way, I didn't say this, but this is where, we didn't see this in Nedarim at all, right? In fact, we talked there about why was behema and the isha different, and we didn't really have a good answer. So here comes the answer. What were you going to say?
But does this really hold true? They brought a few examples.
Right. It's a good question. If it holds true across the board. And there's other cases where...
They didn't bring it all.
There's other cases that don't relate to this answer at all. Like we talked then, which the Gemara didn't bring here, which is in the first Mishnah in Shas, in Bracha. It starts out, Me'ematai korin et shema ba'aravin. And then it goes to... and then it says and also there it's got the ABBA. Now that obviously has something to do with whether it's Isser or not, whether we start with Shacharit or Arvit, right?
But it's personal.
It's personal, but there's not like one is Chumra, one is Asur and one is Mutar. It has nothing to do with it. It's totally unrelated to this whole discussion. Like that answer wouldn't help, wouldn't relate at all.
Right.
So anyway, it could be that's why they didn't bring it, because they're trying to find things that are similar type things, where there's an isur, something that's allowed, something that's not allowed. Although yesh nachalinu manchilin isn't really allowed or not allowed also, so it's a little complicated. Anyway, it's a possible answer. Gabe yesh nachalin, so here they're going to say why nachalin. Nami mefarish ikar nachala bereisha. Also, they want to tell you the ikar din of nachala. This is the ikar din of nachala. That who can be nochel umanchil. And then they start telling you exceptions. Right? There it makes sense to start with what's the actual. Again, that wouldn't apply to Shacharit and Arvit. Because there is no, what's ikar? Is Shacharit more ikar? Maybe you could say. Maybe that would be your answer. Shacharit is more ikar than Arvit. Because Shacharit, right, Arvit, there was a machloket, it's even Rashur Chova. So maybe you would say the same thing there.
Although we've seen plenty of examples of things where they start with the exception, like the beginning of Yavam.
Right, and also they start with Arvit. Now there, there's a whole discussion also, why do we start with Arvit? And that's because Vayir Vayiboker, they say. But then when you get to the meat and potatoes part of it, well, we want to talk about Shacharit first, because Shacharit is Ikar. Right? It's clearly a more important tefillah than Arvit. Right? Just by mere fact that Arvit is Machloka, whether it's Rashud or Chova, that already makes it less Ikar. So you could answer the same kind of answer, but... Anyway, okay. Ella, so if that's the case, then Elahacha lifrosh kinuye bereisha. So according to that, though, the kinuyim are the more ikar, so you should explain them first. So now, what do they say? Elahainu tama yadot ho il va'atel lemidrasha chavivin le. Remember we learned that last time, which is they specifically wanted to bring up Yadot first in the explanation because they like Yadot, because Yadot are learned out from a drasha, from a pasuk. And when it comes to kinuyim, a kinuy is just another word for a nizirut, or a neder, right? A kinuy of a neder. So here we're talking about nizirut. It's just another word for it. But a yad, the fact that a yad could, by saying some, you know, aha, is going to mean I'm a nazir, midoraita, that we learn out from the nazir lahazir. Do you remember there's the dual lashon of nazir lahazir? So the extra word adds in the even yadot. So because it was learned out from a drasha, it's chaviv. It's pleasant to us. We like it because it came from a drasha of chachamim. And that's why the chachamim that came up with this drasha, you know, not necessarily the same ones who came up with it, but they have, you know, they were excited about it because it was learned out from a drasha, and therefore they wanted to put it first. So if that's the case, what are they going to say? V'liftoch b'om bereisha. So then they should have started the Mishnah with kol yadot nizirut kinizirut. They shouldn't have, right? Why did you start kinuyim Yadot, yadot, kinuyim. It should have been yadot, kinuyim, yadot, kinuyim. So, Tana ki matchil, matchil b'ikar korban. Ul'inyan perushe mefarish yadot b'resha. So now they're going to say, no, because it what? Still, even though it's learned up from Midrash and it's Chaviv, it's not the Ikar. The Ikar is a Kinoi. That's much more Ikar. So we're going to start with Kinoi that's Ikar, but then when it comes to the details, we're going to go start with the Yadot because that's more, you know, exciting to us. Okay, I just want to point out that whole beginning is very typical of a beginning of a Masechet, which often the Chokrim, the academics, claim that a lot of these sugiyot, particularly in the beginning of Masechtot, are Svara'i sugiyot. They're written later. They're not Amoraitic sugiyot. And they're of a different, you can feel, they're of a different nature. It's very, it's semantics. Why this word, why that word, why the order. It's not like the meat and potatoes of Gemara. It's a little bit of a different type sugya. And it's often a later sugya. So this clearly matches that genre. Okay, Haomer aha hareze nazir. Now we're going to get into all the examples of the Mishnah. Like I mentioned yesterday at the Siyum, I'm going to try this week because it's still vacation for people and kids are around, and I'm going to try to see how far we can get and do the shiurim in a few, like do maybe more than a daf each shiur. So we're going to try to move ahead. Particularly the next daf is very straightforward and simple, so we're going to see how far we get. Haomer aha hareze nazir. Dilma, so now when you say aha, now what does aha mean? Aha means I want to be like him, okay? So, or I want to be, right? I want to be, something like that. So we're going to see why this means hareza nazir. Dilma, aha b'ta'anit kamar. Maybe he wants to say, I want to be fasting. Okay? I want to be not eating. Amar Shmuel, kigon shahaya nazir over lefanav. When you say aha, he's the nazir, it's only in a case, okay, here we're taking the Mishnah out of context. The Mishnah just said, you say the word aha, you're a nazir. Shmuel says, no, it's not any case of a guy says the word aha. It's in a case where the guy said aha, and a nazir was passing before him. We've seen this case a bunch of times before, where he's basically saying, I want to be like him. Okay? So, now they're going to say, and we saw this also in the first half of Nedarim, Lema kasav Shmuel yadayim she'em ochichot lo havyin yadayim. So now they say, maybe Shmuel holds that a yad, we saw this last time, that there's two types of yadot. One is a yad that's pretty clear what your intent is, which is basically like this. You say aha, and the guy, there's a nazir walking before you, and you kind of point at him, you say aha, you must mean I'm going to be a nazir. That's a yad that's muchach, it's clear. But a yad she'ena mochiach, like you just say the word aha, and it's not clear what you mean. So we're going to assume that that's why Shmuel says it must be the nazir is going before you, because he thinks a yad she'ena mochiach is not considered a yad. Now we saw that there was a whole machloket about it, whether a yad she'ena mochiach is a yad or isn't a yad. But what we also saw is that what does it mean it's a yad she'ena mochiach? How, right, there's a wide range of how unclear it is. So if you just say the word aha, we're going to see that's totally unclear. That's not even a yad she'ena mochiach. A yad she'en mochiach would be, it's possibility that it's that, but it could be something else. So first they think that he must think the yad she'en mochiach lo havin yadayim. Amre, bizman shenazir over lefanav, leka lesipulte b'milta achrina. Ava vaday ein hanazir over lefanav, amrina dilma ahabata anit kamar. So that's what they're saying now, that they, in other words, 1 second. Right. In other words, this is all explaining what they think Shmuel holds, which is that if the Nazir is over lefana, then there's clearly, right, leka lesipuke b'miltachrina. You can't confuse it with anything else. But if the Nazir is not over lefana, then it might be that he's saying aha b'ta'anit, and therefore it's a yad she'en mochiach, and therefore it wouldn't work. But now they say no. V'dilma lepotrom in korbonotav ka'amar. It could be if the Nazir is passing before him and he says aha, what do you think he might be saying? Maybe he's saying, I'll take upon myself to bring that guy's korban in place of him. I'll bring your korban out for you. And that's what he's saying. Maybe that's what he means. And he doesn't mean, I'm going to myself be a nazir. He's just saying, I'll take responsibility for you to take care of your korban out. So what do they answer? Dika'amar bilibo. In other words, and then if that's the case, what would be the situation? That Shmuel would still think the yad she'en mochiach could be a yad, because this still has two possibilities. So what are the answer? Dika'amar bilibo, it's dika'amar bilibo. It's the case where he says aha, and that's all he says out loud, And he points to this Nazir. You can use this. But in his heart, he says, I want to be a Nazir. Okay? He just doesn't say it out loud. And then, so then they say, Ihachi Maila Memra. Well, then that's obvious. If he said in his heart, I want to be a Nazir, and he said this statement, that right, that maybe it would be Yachin Mokhiya, but in the end, it seems pretty clear what he's saying, because he said it inside. So, Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, that would be the case. So, Mau Ditema Bi'inam Piv Libo Shavim Ka Mashmalan. You might have thought that you need to have what you say and what you say in your heart, meaning you have to express in words what it is you mean, and what you thought in your heart is totally irrelevant. Ka Mashmalan, that what you thought in your heart is enough. So basically, according to this, what do they say? According to Shmuel, it has to be the Nazir was Avera Lefanav. He said, aha, and in his heart he said, I want to be a Nazir. Okay? Do you see where we are now?
Yeah, I want to
see. Okay, you want to go back. Yeah. Okay. So now we're jumping to the next part of the Mishnah, which is Ahe Na'e Nazir. Okay? This is a very strange thing. What is this? Aha Na'e. I will be Na'e, and then you're a Nazir? So, Vidilma, what could other possibilities be? They're basically going to go through all the list of the things we have in the Mishnah now, and they're going to raise other possibilities as to why do we assume that this means Nazir? This could mean something else. So, Vidilma ana elefanav b'mitzvot. Maybe it means I want to make myself beautiful. I want to beautify my mitzvot that I do before Hashem. Like, for example, they're going to give a braita, kiditanya, ze eliva anvehu. What do we learn from that pasuk? Ana elefanav b'mitzvot. Eselefanav sukkah na'el. Have a beautiful sukkah. Lulav na'e. I want the best lulav. Tzitzit na'e. Echtov lefanav sefer Torah na'e. I want to write the most beautiful sefer Torah. V'achorchenu b'shiraim na'im. I want to put a beautiful cover on the sefer Torah. Okay? So maybe that's what it means when he says, that I want to beautify my mitzvot. Amar Shmuel. Again, Shmuel says what? The Mishnah isn't just you say, ahe na'e, but Shmuel l'shitato says what? Shetafus b'sa'aro. He holds his hair. And he says, I want to be beautiful with my hair. Meaning, I want to be a Nazir. Because what else would beautify yourself with your hair? So, yeah, the assumption is, it's obvious he's doing something about mitzvah related. So if it's mitzvah related that relates to his hair, what's it going to be? It's going to be Nazir. Ba'amar. Ba'amar na'eh. Okay? And that's the case where he's a Nazir. So now they say, wait a minute. Nazira milta da'avera. Ba'amrele na'eh. Wait a minute. Nizirut is not a beautiful thing. Nizirut is an avera. What do you mean it's an avera? Okay, so different opinions about this, but we're going to see in a second.
And we burn the hair.
We saw this before. You burn the hair. Ah, interesting. Right, you burn the hair. Right, and we don't always think of a nazir, you know, although his hair does become beautiful usually, you know, if it's really long hair, long hair is considered beautiful. But what's the more of an issue? We're going to see in a minute. It is na'eh. Why? Da'afilu l'Rabbi Elazar kapar da'amar nazir chote. Okay, here we're going to see. That's why I jumped ahead, but now we'll go backwards, okay? Rabbi Elazar kapar, we saw him before. He has this opinion that a nazir is a chote. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's wrong about naziru? This goes back to the beginning of nedarim. What's wrong about nedarim, right? You should be able to control yourself. Generally, a nazir, especially we just saw, right? If you see a sotah, you're going to be yazir atzmo menayayin. Right? You swear off of wine because look at what bad things it brings. But you should be able to be in control of yourself in general. You don't need to always swear the thing, right? It's not good to put yourself into situations that the Torah didn't say you have to do. It's true the Torah brought a recipe for what you should do if you want to be a Nazir, or what you should do if you took a Neder, but it doesn't mean it's a positive thing. Now, we saw all throughout Nedarim that there were different opinions about this. Is it a good thing? Is it not a good thing? Is it a terrible thing? Right? There were different gradations. Nizirut also, we're going to see that there's different opinions about a Nazir. Now, one thing about a Nazir, where the Rabbi Elazar Kapar gets his stuff from, we're going to see this further on in the Masechet, is he brings this korban asher chatal anefesh. So they say, what chait did he do? And we saw this before in the Nedarim also, related to it. So anyway, now what they're going to say is, now this isn't, they're going to minimize the relevance of Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. They're going to say he wasn't talking about all situations. Okay. However, the Gemara in other places doesn't necessarily agree with this explanation. So just take that with a grain of salt. So we want to know, how could it be na'eh? Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says it's a chote. He's chote. So how could you say, I'm going to be beautiful before God by doing something that Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says is a chet? So they say no. So now we're going to go back and read that statement from the beginning. In, no, you could still say you're not, even according to him. Why? Ta'afilu l'Rabbi Elazar HaKapar da'amar nazir chote, hanimile gabe nazir tameh. That's only a nazir who became tameh l'nefesh. Okay, remember we learned about this. A nazir, become, you're not allowed to be tameh l'meit. What happens? A nazir who accidentally became tameh l'meit, what does he have to do? He has to start all over again. Remember, he has to first bring korbano because he became tameh, and then he has to start the, because nizirut, generally nizirut is 30 days, typical nizirut, he has to start those 30 days all over again. And that's when he's chote. Hanimila gabe nazir tameh, de'aide debay mistar, that he was soter his days. He has to cancel all the days he did. De'amar rahman av hayamim arishonim yiplu, ki tameh nizro. Ha tamhu, dilma'ate leme'avar al nizirute. Why is it a chet then? So now what do we say? We learned this already also. Because maybe he won't be able to keep his nizirut for that long. In other words, what's the issue? A person takes on nizirut for 30 days. He knows for 30 days I can control myself. I can stay away from wine. I can grow my hair long. I can do, right? I can do all these things for 30 days. But he wasn't intending it for 45 days, right? So now, say he does 15. He becomes tamei lamei. He has to start all over again. At this point, he might really mess up because that's just a long time already. So that's why he's considered a chote, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. Aval nazir tahur, lav chote karebe. But a regular nazir, which is a typical situation where he doesn't become tamei lamei, that's not a chote, and therefore you could say it's na'e to be a nazir. Okay? So even though Rabbi Elazar HaKapar calls him a chote, that's in an atypical case. However, like I said, when we see Rabbi Elazar HaKapar inside later, we're going to see that that's not, some people think his approach is he's a chote no matter what. Okay.
Is there any community level for nazirut, or it's only individual by the sun?
Only individual.
So it's very different from the East.
Right. Where they have a whole group of monks. Right.
So
it's
here,
different.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just individuals.
Just individuals.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if there's anywhere in the sources where they talk about groups of nizirim.
Yeah.
When you know anything historically,
yeah,
or history
really
buff. Yeah,
okay.
I don't think it ever became tofa'a. You know, anytime you hear of nizirut, it's a bodeid here, a bodeid there. By the way, we'll talk about this, but there's different types of nizirut. There's nizirut of shloshim yom, that's your typical nizirut. There's nizirut where you nizirut olam, and then there's nizir shimshon, which is a whole different category, okay? Like, it's interesting, nizirut olam, you get to cut your hair every once a year. Because the assumption is, right, it's too long. But a Nazir Shimshon, Dafka can never cut his hair. You know, he's got other things. He's like a bit of a different type of Nizirut, but he can't ever cut his hair. That's Shimshon, right? So there's different types of Nizirut. We'll talk about them. But, I don't think there was ever a culture of...
Culture of Nizirut.
No. Because you see here, the sources were against it.
Right.
They didn't like it. They didn't think this is the way to go.
Right.
Just like they were against Nidareem. But again, there's different opinions about it. We're going to see. But I think that the general approach was this isn't so great. And that's what's interesting, the sugya, because it's dafka.
Mm-hmm.
Is it na'eh? Is it not na'eh? How do we look at it? How do we view it? This one goes more on the side of it being na'eh, but I think they're also just trying to relate to when a person says it, what did they mean? And not necessarily what's at the real root of it. Is it really na'eh or not? That doesn't almost interest them. It's almost like, what did the person, when he meant, I want to be na'eh, whether or not the halacha is that way, that it views it as na'eh, is a different story. Okay. Hareni kaze. So nihi nami de tapus besare. So again, they're saying he must have been holding his hair. Hareni kaze lo amar. Nihi nami tapus besare. Hareni kaze lo amar. Amar Shmuel kigon shaya nazir over lefanav. Okay, so they're saying he had to be holding his hair and a nazir was going in front of him. Hareni misalsel. So now you say, I'm misalsel. Misalsel means to curl. Mimai dehadin silsul sa'ara. How do you know it's talking about curling your hair and not curling something else? Kida amra leha hu amta debe Rebbe. You remember this famous Amav Rebbe? By the way, I think we saw this exact sugya. Yeah, it comes up in Megillah, this exact sugya, and in Rosh Hashanah. You remember the Amav Rebbe told them all the etymology of all these words? So she said, lahu gavra, ab matai atama salsel b'sa'arecha. Okay, so from this Amav Rebbe, we learn that Silsul must be Silsul Se'ar. Ema Torah, what do you mean? Maybe you could say it's talking about Torah. He says, Arena Misalsel, I want to absorb myself in learning of Torah, right? You can see the word curl, like to curl myself around Torah. Why they think has to do with Torah? Dichtiv salsila utirom emeka. If you curl yourself, wrap yourself around in it, it will raise you up. And it's the references to Torah there. It's in Mishle. Samar Shmuel hachanami shetafus besare. Again, it must be, right? Shmuel l'shitato. He must be holding his hair, and he says it. And then it's obvious he's not talking about Torah. Hareini mechalkel. Mimai dehadin kilkul sa'arohu. How do you know we're talking about kilkul se'ar? Kiditnan, seed. There's a mishnah about seed. Okay, this was seed that women used to remove their hair for as a hair removal device, limestone. Rabbi Yehuda omer kedei lasud kilkul. Okay, now what is this? They said it's this is all about Shabbat. How much seed, if you carry out this lime, how much of it is asur to carry? Bereshit Rabim, remember we had a whole discussion about a shiur of carrying. If you carry like a teeny drop of something, you're not chayv in Shabbat because it's useless. So we came up for all sorts of uses for a small amount of something, and that amount would be the amount that you'd be chayv in hotza. So enough seed to basically remove hair of a woman under her temples. That's the assumption that they're talking about. Kilkul is under her temples, the hair under her temples. So that's the amount of seed that you're chayv on Shabbat. So what do we see here? That, right, I think they say there's under your temples, or is it Amar Rav Bat Sida, right? Rav says that this is the hair under your temples. In other words, it's the amount of lime to carry on Shabbat is what you're chayav in for Shabbat and Hotza'ah. It's enough. And what do you see here? Lasud Kilkul would be, the Kilkul is her hair. Okay? So, Kilkul must be hair. Okay. Eima Mezan Aniyeh. Maybe he's saying, right? Kilkul sounds like kalkala, right? Lechalkel, to be mefarnes, right? Lechalkel, lefarnes. So to support somebody who's poor. Maybe he's saying, Hareini mechalkel, I'm going to give food to poor people. Kedichtiv, bayichalkel Yosef et aviv et echav. So again, Amar Shmuel, l'shitato, hachanami shetafus besaro. He must be holding his hair, and that's why. Hare alai l'shaleach pera. Hare ze nazir. Okay, l'shaleach pera, we're going to assume means to grow your hair wild. So now they're going to say, mimai dehadin shiluach ribuyahu. How do you know that l'shaleach means to grow your hair wild? Maybe it means to cut your hair from being wild, right? Or to prevent it from being wild. So, dichtiv shlachecha pardes rimonim. There's a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, and the assumption is your hair is as great as the pardes rimonim, okay? The orchard of rimonim. Ema midi de'avure, but what it may be, shlachecha, comes something that's transferred, okay? Kidichtiv, right? The shalach, right? And then, what are they going to assume? Transferred your hair, meaning you want to get rid of your hair. You want to get, right? You want to move it on. You don't want it. Right? Here, I don't know why specifically they brought this pasuk. You could say any pasuk, right? He's moving the mayim, right? He brings the mayim, he transfers it to the adama, to the ground. So now they say, no, we're going to learn it like this. Tana pera pera. We're going to learn gzerah shavah between the word pera ser. Yalif, pera pera yalif. K'tiv hacha, it says there, kadosh yihyeh gidel pera. By the Nazir. That's what it says, right? He grew his hair long. Uchtiv hatam gabe kohen edyot upera lo yishalechu. Here it uses the words lo yishalechu, right? Now what does that mean? That's the kohen. He's not allowed to grow his hair long when he's in avelut, right? Right? A regular kohen can't grow his hair long? Is that true?
Common priest.
Right.
The ordinary kohen is not qualified. Yeah.
Right, he's not allowed to grow his hair long.
Within the past 30 days.
Okay. Ve'ibayt ema. So what do they see here? That the para of lo yishalechu means don't grow it long. So here you see l'shalech para means don't grow it long. L'shalech para means to grow it long. Okay. Then they say ve'ibayt ema hay shalech mayim nami ribuyahu. Kedimatargim Rav Yosef, dikad mashkin lu maya, lepera virabe. You could even say, even if you don't learn that pera pera gzerah shavah, but pera yishalechu means to grow it, you also, even that pasuk about the l'shalech mayim doesn't necessarily mean to transfer it, meaning to get rid of the water and move it somewhere else. It means dafka l'shalech, to be mirabet water in order for it to grow. So therefore, it also could mean to grow, the shalech. Okay. Last part. So basically, they show that shalach pera means to grow your hair long. Last part of our Mishnah. Hare alai tziporim. Rabbi Meir omer nazir. My time adu Rabbi Meir. So now we're going to have two different opinions. Amar Ish Lakish, tziporim smuchin l'se'ar. Kibel alav. What he took upon himself was tziporim that are samuch in the parsha. Okay, we're going to see what parsha. It's not a parsha shavua. It's in Daniel. Okay. Tziporim are right next to se'ar in the pasuk. What does this mean? Dichtiv. Ade se'are kenisharin rabah utafruhu utafruhe ketzipurim. This means that his hair grew long and his nails grew like the nails of a bird. Okay? This is a nivuah of Daniel. So what does Rabbi Meir savar? Mat pis inish b'midi desamcha. If you say, I want to be like the tzipurim, we can assume that he's referring to the smichu parshiot of the growing the nails long like the tzipur and growing the hair long. Okay? So the growing hair comes up in the same pasuk about birds. Now why we assume the psukim and Daniel were in their consciousness? You know, you could see maybe a pasuk in the Torah. We could assume if he connects one to the other, but a pasuk in Daniel that how many people really are familiar with that pasuk is an interesting one. But anyway, they say when he said tzipurim, it wasn't like you thought it had to do with the korbanot. It is that tzipurim appear in this pasuk. I don't know why no one thought of this. Tzipurim appear in the pasuk about growing your hair long. And therefore, when he said a real tzipurim, he meant like the ones in the Nevuah and Daniel. Okay?
Oh, I thought maybe they made a mistake. The word is different. Tziporim.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that. But they're saying no, because the growing the nails like the tzipor and the sarim like a nesher. In other words, there's this connection between the tzipor of growing the nails and the growing the hair and the pasuk like a nesher. And because of that, they're saying that was the pasuk he had in mind when he said, I want to be like the tzipor. Okay? So Rabbi Meir holds, because remember, on this issue there was a machloket. So Rabbi Meir holds, we can assume that a person, when he says something, that he's connecting it to a pasuk, smichu parshio. The Rabbanan savre lo matpis inish b'midi desamuchla. He says, what do you mean? People don't do that kind of thing. When he said tzipurim, he obviously isn't referring to the tzipur in that pasuk, and therefore it's not an izirut at all. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan amar dekule ama lo matpis. Everyone agrees that when you say some random thing, you can't assume that he's talking about the smicho parashiot of this to that, and that's what he means. There's a different reason, and here we get to the korbanot. De Rabbi Meir elahainu tama de Rabbi Meir de chayshin an shemat tzipurei nazir tamei kibel alav. Maybe he was taking upon himself the tzipur of a nazir tamei, the korbanot that the nazir when he becomes tamei has to bring. So they say michti chayshin an ka'amar. Why do we assume that? Dilma tzipurei nidavaki belalav. There's a whole bunch of korbanot that are tzipurim. There's, you could take a nidava to bring tzipurim as a, an extra korban. Maybe that's what he means. So then they say, no. If he was taking a nidava, he would have said something different. In Cain, hare alai Cain mibaili. He would have said, I'm taking upon myself a Cain, a nest of birds. That's generally what they said. So then they say, well, maybe dilma hare alai tzipurei mitzora ka'amar. Maybe he was talking about the tzipurim the mitzora has to bring. Kigon shayan nazir over lefanav. No, because you could say there must have been a nazir going before him. V'dilma nazir tamei ulepatromin korbonotav kamar. Maybe it was a nazir tamei walking by and he said, I want to take upon myself to bring that guy's korbonot. And he really didn't mean, right, harele tzipurim is, I'll take upon myself his tzipurim. So they say, no, kigon shayan nazir tahor over lefanav. Okay, you could say it was a case where there was a Nazir Tahor going before him, and therefore there were no korbanot of the bird, birds that he needed to bring. And what he was saying is, I'm going to take upon myself to be a Nazir who might potentially have to bring Tzipurim for his korban. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow we'll see what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish.